Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, soa di korup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Kill Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corpore Nation in the post-constitutional cheese-covered bankrupt bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria with a hearty Heil Bush. Ooh, for less than 2 weeks now? Ooh, I'm so happy about that. And still a patriotic salute to Uncle Sam Manella. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and like you, I am so giddy with excitement that the warmongering, meat-eating maniac in the White House is on the way out. And I do, at this time, want to apologize to all other species for what has been happening over the past 8 years, but we are just so happy to see him go. You know, I mean, it's almost like, who cares? You know, who cares that the economy is collapsing? Who cares there are no jobs and war rages on, you know, and who cares there's no constitution anymore? Who cares Bush and Cheney weren't impeached? Nothing can bother us now. Really, I think we just want to be excited and you know, bask in the moment that George is actually on the way out. Shoebush. Shoebush, don't bother me. Shoebush, don't bother me. Tell me anything. It doesn't matter. Tell me that, you know, forests cause global warming now. Nothing's going to bother me today, right? Tell me that Obama's picking an interior secretary who is against the Endangered Species Act. Who cares? Doesn't bother me. George Bush is leaving office. Let's relish the moment, and then maybe we better get serious once Obama does take that pledge and go into office. In fact, if you'd like to take action right now, FARM, the Farm Animal Rights Movement, FARM's proposal to have the USDA facilitate daily vegan school lunch options at the change.org website has received enough votes to qualify for the second round of voting to select the 10 most popular reforms for presentation to the Obama transition team. The current round of voting ends this Wednesday, January 14th. Then on Friday, change.org will host an event at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. to announce the 10 most popular ideas and the formation of national advocacy campaigns to support those ideas. So please, please, please visit change.org, visit the website, sign up and vote for the vegan school lunches, okay? That would be wonderful. That would be heroic of you. Oh, by the way, it's January, which marks the occasion of Go Vegan. Now it's our 8th anniversary as of January. We're now on the air for 8 years, and I am very honored to have received an award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, the International Society, the Shining World Hero Award. Previous recipients included John Robbins, Bill Gates, Al Gore, and I believe, of course, my ego isn't so excited about an award, but what I'm excited about is that promoting veganism, going vegan and promoting it, is worthy of an award. Really, what more important action can you take now than to promote going vegan? Now, I did happen to note that one of the other award winners, and there was a really nice piece on the award on Supreme Master TV on the program Enlightening Entertainment why I received that award. And actually, I believe I share that award with everyone who is vegan, everyone who promotes going vegan. Now, one of the other award winners, I'm hearing some disturbing news that John Robbins and family lost their entire life savings. Their mortgage is in jeopardy. John and wife Deo, and living with their son and daughter-in-law and special needs grandchildren. It looks like Madoff with their entire life savings, and it seems like a very worrisome situation. Right now, it's 1929, 21st century style, right? And we vegans have to stick together. So John has been an inspiration to us all. His books, especially Diet for New America and The Food Revolution, have inspired countless people to go vegan. Had he kept his mouth shut and taken the Baskin-Robbins family fortune, well, his bank account probably wouldn't look the way it does today. Like mine! I've gotten used to life, without personal funds, because every dollar I get goes toward purchasing the airtime to get out the same message that John has been presenting for so many years. So I feel John's pain, and he has family obligation worries. So I'm thinking, please help Go Vegan Radio with a tax-deductible donation so that we can be on the air and be a place where vegans can stick together. And I'd also like to suggest that maybe you write a check to that other recipient of the Shining World Hero Award presented by Supreme Master Ching Hai and her international association. No, don't write your check out to that guy, Bill Gates. He's not having any trouble meeting his mortgage. He can always sell off a continent if he needs cash flow. No, don't make it out to Al Gore either. His family's businesses have, taken care of him just fine. Same can't be said for, Baskin-Robbins taking care of John Robbins. So if you'd like to, send a check to made out to John Robbins, care of Patty Breitman, Patty, Breitman, 12 Raleigh Court, Fairfax, California, 94930. Would there be a Go Vegan with Bob Linden if not for John Robbins? Who knows? I mean, it was through promoting an event that I was organizing in L.A. called World Fest that a producer at a radio station said, hey, you have a background in broadcasting and activism for animal rights and veganism. Sounds like it should be a radio show. So, here's an hour-long weekend time slot open if you can sell the advertising and get it started. So that was January, 8 years ago. Right now, 8 years of Go Vegan with Bob Linden on the radio. We've been the first commercial vegan show. We've been on Air America, the first network show, now more associated with the Nova M radio network. And had it not been for John Robbins agreeing to speak at World Fest and actually speaking at an event earlier that I organized, San Diego Fall Fest, I might not have been out there promoting these events and creating this radio show. So we have a debt to John Robbins. If you can help him out, that would be great. And also, we'll be talking a little bit later on. The situation's desperate. You do need to go vegan today because the forests are now causing global warming. And anyway, coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden today, we have Captain Paul Watson with the Sea Shepherd Society facing the Japanese whalers. We have Dr. John McDougall on obesity. More on Billy at the L.A. Zoo. And please donate. Support this show. We need to pay the radio stations. You can donate online at GoVeganRadio.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Cupid isn't stupid. He knows that the most decadently delectable and affordable Valentine's sweets for your sweetheart come from LifeByChocolates.com. Deep, dark, delicious, certified organic, vegan, fair trade. No processing on equipment shared with the dairy. Sweet. Visit LifeByChocolates.com. Yes, there's an S on chocolate. LifeByChocolates.com. See the chocolates. Order an outstanding, lovely Valentine box or book, priced from just $16.99 to $21.50. LifeByChocolates.com. Enjoy organic vegan truffles, fruit truffles, unique tea truffles, solid dark chocolate, cherry cordial, smoked peanut butter and chocolate, lavender, dandelion in chocolate, also exotic chocolate bars at LifeByChocolates.com. Call 518-966-5219. LifeByChocolates.com. Call 518-966-5219. Cupid, get back to work. Here's your arrow. Stop eating the chocolates. Leave some for the people ordering at LifeByChocolates.com. First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Here's one joint you shouldn't pass, the vegan joint. 10438 National Boulevard in Los Angeles. Organic vegan cuisine. Affordable. Patrons love the burgers and the spicy noodle soup. You'll love breakfast, lunch, and dinner at The Vegan Joint. Visit the website, theveganjoint.com. 310-559-1357. The Vegan Joint delivers and caters. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. The Vegan Joint.
Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at everythingraw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate, 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at everythingraw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at everythingraw.com. Call 434-293-6325. Everything Raw.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. V Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. V Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. V Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at v-dogfood.com. V-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And we ask you to support this program either by buying the products, the vegan cruelty-free products advertised by our sponsors here, or you can make a tax-deductible donation at GoVeganRadio.com. Remember, we have to pay the radio stations to be on the air to bring you this vital information. You know, just before the holidays, I noticed there was an article about Oprah. She told us what her weight is. She said she's 200 pounds. And so Oprah actually weighs a little more than I do. And I believe she fits into the category of obesity. I thought maybe, that's a plague we should examine. And who better to speak to about it than the world renowned physician and nutrition expert, Dr. John McDougall, who's been talking about the connection of diet and disease for over three decades. He's the founder and medical director of the world famous McDougall program in Santa Rosa, California. And he's a best selling author whose titles include The McDougall Plan, 12 Days to Dynamic Health, McDougall's Medicine, A Challenging Second Opinion, The McDougall Program for Maximum Weight Loss, The New McDougall Cookbook, The McDougall Program for Women, and his latest book, The McDougall Program for a Healthy Heart. Welcome back to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Dr. McDougall.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So talk to us about obesity. It's a plague. How have we come to this point, and what do we have to do about it? And I see so many drugs prescribed, and take this statin, and do, you know, and all of these studies. But I think you debunk a lot of them, and you have a different perspective that we need to hear.
You know, the truth is simple, and it's easy to explain. The reason people are fat and sick in this country is because they've abandoned the diet that people are supposed to live on. That's plain and simple. They've abandoned what the human being is supposed to live on. It's just like a cat. A cat is a meat eater. And if you try and feed a cat on rice and broccoli, you're going to have a dead cat. Parrots, they eat nuts and fruits, and you try and feed them a diet of chicken, they'd be in big trouble. Each and every animal has a diet that is specific to that particular species of animal. Now, every student, every kindergarten student, every college student, every medical student should be able to tell you and every one of your listeners exactly what the human diet is. But my guess is they're all confused, and they have answers all the way from all meat to all vegetarian, what the human diet ought to be. And that's a serious mistake, because that question's been asked for thousands of years. What is the best diet? What is the proper nutrition for the human frame? The problem with Oprah, and for your listeners who are sick, is they don't know the answer to that particular question. What is the diet for the human being? Again, the answer, the truth is simple, and it's easy to explain. The diet for a human being is a starch-based diet. Okay? I know, don't get all glazed in the face with me. Don't start thinking of stiff shirts or gooey stuff or Wonder Bread. That's not what I'm talking about. The human diet is starch-based. You can prove that to yourself in just a moment of thought. Consider what you know about history and also about world populations. If you stop and think about it, all the greatest feats that have been done by human beings have been done by people who have lived on starch-based diets. Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, the great Greeks in the Roman Empire, their soldiers were all powered by starch, various kinds of grains. If you think of various populations of people throughout history, I don't know how much your listeners have traveled, but I've done some traveling, and I've gone to places such as Central America, where the Aztecs and the Mayans used to live, and these are known as the people of the corn. The corn was their diet. Corn, like maize, was their diet. Corn. I've been to Peru, and I've seen the Incas, and the people of the Andes lived on potatoes. Wherever you go in the world, you'll find that example. In the Middle East, wheat. All populations of people, all successful populations living on the greatest expanses of land and agriculture and all of written human history have lived on starch-based diets, whether they be various kinds of grains or potatoes or sweet potatoes. Even today, you can see examples of that. You go to Asia, and people live on rice. You go to Papua New Guinea, they live on sweet potatoes. So if you stop and think about it for a minute, all the populations I just mentioned currently existing on this planet and historically, all those populations were of people who had no obesity. And if you study them, they had no heart disease, no breast cancer, no colon cancer. They were not sick. They were fully active. And again, they accomplished the greatest feats that have ever been accomplished by the human being living on starch-based diets. Where people got sick is they abandoned that starch-based diet in favor of a diet fit for kings and queens. People became rich, so they started eating like royalty. And so they started having feasts every day. They would have Easter for breakfast and Thanksgiving and Christmas for dinner, and every night after dinner they'd have a birthday party. That's what's happened to Oprah Winfrey and the rest of your listeners out there who are fat and sick. You have abandoned the human diet. Now, I don't mean by choice. I mean, it's not like you learned the right thing when you were growing up. I certainly didn't. I learned that, milk was necessary for my bones, and meat would make me strong, and fish would make me smart, and all these crazy things, which are absolutely untrue. I mean, look, just go to the shopping mall. Look around. If we knew what the truth was about human nutrition, you wouldn't see all the morbid obesity, the fat people, the sick people carrying around bags full of drugs. The whole population of this country over the age of 60, they're all sick. Mm-hmm. And I don't exaggerate. They're all sick, and there's a reason for it. It's not like all of a sudden our creator got mad at us or there's some mysterious virus going around. The problem is we've abandoned the human diet, which is a starch-based diet. Now, any of your listeners who are really curious about getting their health back and their weight, and Oprah could do this in a moment if she could somehow get her mind wrapped around it. She's certainly touched these principles many times, going vegan for a while, dealing with denatured, going on low-fat diets, high vegetable diets. She's touched with it. But somehow it's still too terrifying for her, as it is most other people, to take and switch to this kind of diet. And I mean terrifying. People are terrified of changing their diet. It's like asking them not to drink water anymore or not to breathe air anymore. When you ask them to give up their meat, they go, "What am I going to eat? I mean, that's the only source of calories I know is fat and protein." You see, that's the problem. And they can't think beyond what they know and realize it's the wrong diet, and that's why they're fat and sick and out of control. And if they could get their mind around, if they could lose some of the terror some of the fear and get their mind around the fact that there's something serious wrong here, and they could just try it for a day or a week or a month, and they could get their calories from starch. I'm not talking about fruits. I'm not talking about pea pods and broccoli and cauliflower. I'm talking about starch like rice and beans and corn and potatoes and sweet potatoes. Just eat that. Eat that. You know, you don't even have to become a vegan or a vegetarian.
Well, that all sounds delicious to me, actually.
Three quarters of your diet is starch, and you'll get your health back. Mm-hmm. The more you do, the more you get.
And you're getting great results with your program in Santa Rosa.
Yes, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, not always in the same location. But, yeah, we get essentially everybody off diabetic pills. We get, I as the doctor, get them off their insulin when they're type 2 diabetics. I get them off their blood pressure pills, their heart pills, their indigestion pills, their constipation pills, their arthritis pills. And you know, it's because of something very simple. This is not complex. The truth is simple and easy to explain. People are sick because they're living on the wrong fuel. The answer is simple. Just switch to starch. It'll all happen to you. You couldn't possibly miss.
Wow. That's great. You have a conference coming up shortly, too, don't you?
Right now, as we speak, we have a trip to Costa Rica in February 4th it starts. We run an advanced study weekend February 22nd. We're always doing things. People should go to my website, which is drmcdougall.com. If I've intrigued you, you know, if the simplicity of the answer has intrigued you, go to the website, learn some more. You'll find out this is the easiest thing in the world to do. And once you learn about eating a starch-based diet with fruits and vegetables and minimizing or eliminating animal foods, then you can go on with other things like enjoying your kids and your grandkids and your job and your hobbies, and you won't have to spend your time in the doctor's office.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's shocking how obese young children are these days, 3, 4, 5 years of age. And I go to an airport or you know, public location, and I'm shocked at really, like, it's morbid obesity that I see so often.
Well, every time you see that, I see that, we're always asking the question, you know, why? There must be something seriously wrong. And I wish every one of your listeners would do that, too. Just don't let this stuff pass your eyeballs and not notice. I mean, look at the people. Look at your friends, your relatives at the shopping center, at the airport. There's got to be something seriously wrong when essentially everybody's sick.
Mm-hmm. And you have the simple cure.
Well, you know, it's. I wish I could lay claim to originality. It's something that's been discussed. I mean, you can go back to 2,500 years ago, and Daniel explained it in the first chapter of Daniel in the Bible. I mean, you can find this kind of wisdom throughout all of history. And there are many people, including the folks on your show, who teach a similar message. This is not original. This is basic truth that people have been exposed to, but somehow they just haven't wrapped their arms around. I think, you know, with our changing economy, your listeners out there are going to have to learn this, because you're not going to be able to afford to be sick anymore. You're not going to be able to afford to eat all these rich foods, to eat auto all the time. You know, the economy is going to change such that, you know, your health will become of value. Because you've lost your health. You're going to lose the opportunity to continue to abuse yourself and to have the medical business paint over your problems, because yeah, they're not curing them. I'll tell you that. You're still running around with a bag full of drugs and you're still sick.
Well, you just gave Obama his health care plan right there.
Obama's got a big job. Every one of us has to help, because, you know, he's got a big, big job ahead of him, and he needs all the help he can get. He can't lead a sick population of people like we have now.
Right, right, right. So that's Dr. John McDougall. It's drmcdougall.com. drmcdougall.com. And I want to thank you for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, a parade of heroes. And you can support this program so that you can hear the voices that are making a difference in the world. Tax-deductible donations can be made at the website, goveganradio.com. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And right now we are talking to one of the heroic figures of our time, Captain Paul Watson, the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. He was co-founding director of the Greenpeace Foundation. And he has a long, illustrious library of books that he's authored, starting back in 79 with The Shepherds of the Sea, Sea Shepherd, My Fight for Whales and Seals in 1982, Cry Wolf in 1985, Earth Force 1993, Ocean Warrior 1994, and Seal Wars in 2002. And you probably know him now most for Whale Wars, the highest rated series ever on Animal Planet. And why not? It's all the drama of the high seas and a Fox reality TV show, it seems. So, and there is the moral cause to it. Welcome once again to Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Captain Paul Watson aboard the Steve Irwin. Where are you today?
Well, right now we're down above the Ross Sea, about to 1,800 miles southeast of Hobart in Tasmania, and we're heading there right now. We should be in port on the 16th of January.
Uh-huh. And you are you're refueling? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we have to go back for fuel, and we'll turn around and come back out again. We've been chasing we've been out here since December 5th. We've been chasing the Japanese whaling fleet since December 20th when we first encountered them, and we've chased them about over 2,000 miles along the Antarctic coast, and we just left them 2 days ago in order to refuel.
Mm-hmm. And you're chasing the whaling fleet. It sounds like they flee from you. Why are they running?
They run from us because, well, we hit them with rotten butyric acid, which is sort of a synthetic rotten butter. It stinks like pretty bad, plus methyl cellulose, which makes everything slimy and sticky. And we just, we call it sort of a non-toxic, biodegradable, organic form of chemical warfare, really. But what it does is it shuts down their activities. And so every time we hit them, we do that. And they run, and we pursue, and as long as they're running, they're not killing whales. So they haven't killed any whales since December 20th. They may have started in the last day or two, but unfortunately we have to go back to refuel, and we do the best we can with the resources available to us, but we'll be back down, and we'll shut them down again.
Mm-hmm. And why are the Japanese whalers able to kill whales? Isn't this against international law?
They're targeting endangered whales in an established international whale sanctuary in violation of a global moratorium on commercial whaling and in contempt of an Australian federal court order. But unfortunately, international law is not enforceable. There are no enforcement bodies. And we're actually doing that, taking it upon ourselves to enforce it by virtue of the United Nations World Charter for Nature, which allows us to intervene. And although the Japanese call us everything from pirates to eco-terrorists, the fact is we're not committing any crimes out here. We haven't broken any laws. We're upholding the law.
Right. And I happen to notice on Whale Wars that I guess the excuse that they use is that they're doing research.
Well, they're saying that they're doing research, but that research also not isn't authorized by the International Whaling Commission, and everybody knows there's no research involved. If there is any research, it's product development and marketing research, but there's certainly no legitimate science going on. They haven't published a single peer-reviewed scientific paper since 1986 on this. It's just a way of getting around or trying to get around the regulations in order to continue to kill whales. But it's blatantly illegal. Everybody knows they're breaking the law. And I think that's one of the reasons that we're able to do what we do and get away with it, because we're not down here protesting some sort of legitimate activity. We're down here intervening against a highly illegal operation.
Right. And I noticed that the word research was, boldly printed in English on the side of the vessel, which sounded to me like a marketing ploy, right, to the public.
Yeah, but they're not fooling everybody, and everybody knows that. In the last few days, they demanded that New Zealand and Australia close their ports against us and that we don't be allowed in because their ports are closed to the Japanese fleet. And we said that wasn't going to happen because we haven't given any cause for them to close the ports. We haven't broken any laws. And yesterday, the government of Australia said that we are certainly able to come into an Australian port. Meanwhile, the Yushan Maru number 2, one of the harpoon vessels that we first encountered on December 2nd, we had a a very dangerous chase with them through very thick and ice floes. And then we lost them, and we found out that that chase probably caused them significant damage because they're now up in Indonesia. They left and went up there for repairs. So we knocked out one of the three harpoon vessels out of the hunt. So that's going to have a significant impact on their kill quota.
Well, that's good news. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You were being you were being tailed by a spy vessel, weren't you? So that was letting the whaling fleet know your location for a while. There was a spy boat following you, spy ship.
That was last year, the Fukuyoshi number 68, which was chartered by the Japanese Coast Guard. And we were able to lose them in the fog and amongst the icebergs. This year, they're supposedly they have another one down here, but we haven't encountered it. But the other incident that just happened is that 4 days ago, they lost one of their crew members, disappeared off the Japanese boat, and they now presume it's a suicide. And we came amongst them while they were searching for the body, and we told them at the time that we were not going to harass them, that we were there to assist in the search for their missing crew member. Their answer is they didn't want any assistance from an eco-terrorist organization. And we said, well, we're not going to interfere with you, but then again, you're not whaling. But as soon as you start to whale again, we will be on your tail.
Right.
And but that's also shut them down. But they've probably not taken more than two dozen whales since the beginning of the season, which is we're far more ahead of the game than we were last year when we didn't even find them until the middle of January. And last year we were able to prevent them from taking about 500 whales. We cost them $70 million. And this year we believe that they're going to lose even more money, and we're going to save even more whales.
Well, yeah, very, very good. Keep up the good work. And I imagine from the perspective of the whales, they would have a different opinion as to who the terrorists might be out there.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're defending whales or running for president of the United States these days. The opposition, the most favorite word to use is to call somebody a terrorist. It's the most overused word in the English language these days. I don't think anybody even knows what the word means anymore.
Right.
You call a boycott on tuna fish and suddenly you're being called an economic terrorist, whatever that is. So it doesn't really concern us. The only thing that concerns us is the facts, and the facts are that in 35 years of operations, the Sea Shepherd Society has never injured anybody. We've never, we've never been convicted of a felony. We've never been sued. We're not terrorists. We're simply enforcing international law. We're not even protesters. We're only stopping things which are opposing criminal operations.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Captain Paul Watson. What do you think of the success of Whale Wars on Animal Planet?
I actually approached Animal Planet and other networks about 2 years ago, and I said, look, you know, you got the most highly rated show on Discovery is this show about a bunch of guys going out in a boat and catching crabs in the Bering Sea, you know, the deadliest catch. And I said, so instead of guys going out and catching crabs in rough conditions, I can put men and women on a ship in conditions far more remote, far more dangerous, and far more dramatic in saving whales. And they said, yeah, well, maybe that might work, and They put a crew on board last year, and the first season of Whale Wars actually became one of their top-rated shows. And we have an Animal Planet crew on board right now to do a second 10-part series for 2009.
And Daryl Hannah was on board?
Yes, Daryl Hannah joined us when we were in Brisbane, Australia, and she left in Newcastle. She was just on briefly, but it looks like she's going to come back and join us on the second leg of the voyage.
Okay. Well, we just have another minute or two here, Captain Watson. You can go to the website, seashepherd.org, seashepherd.org. What about the seal season coming up, clubbing of baby seals?
Last year, we took our vessel, the Farley Mowat, in, and it was seized by the Canadian government. They attacked the ship with an RCMP SWAT team in international waters and arrested some of the crew. And they've held the ship ever since, but I was actually going to retire the Farley Mowat, so I'm not too concerned. It's their problem right now, and we embarrassed them very significantly. But most importantly, we put attention on the issue when it was needed while the European Parliament was entertaining the motion to ban seal products. And it looks like that motion, the proposal has been passed, and it looks like it will go through. I'm hoping that it will be the closure of the markets in Europe that will shut down the seal hunt. We're not able to go in there this year because that ship is still under seizure by the Canadian government. and we're down here on the other side of the world. But I think that what we did last year certainly contributed significantly to the pressure that's now being brought to bear on the Canadian government by the European pound. It is the largest slaughter of marine wildlife in the world. It's cruel, it's unnecessary, it's wasteful, it's ecologically destructive. And, you know, last year when I appeared on television in Canada, they asked me if I was ready to apologize to the sealers in Newfoundland, because I said, I happen to say that the killing of 325,000 seals was a far greater tragedy than the loss of four sealers last year due to the incompetence in the Canadian government. And everybody got outraged about that, and they asked me if I was ready to apologize, and I said on national television, yeah, I'm ready to apologize. I'm ready to apologize for being a Canadian and being associated with the most barbaric industry on the face of the planet.
Mm. And a lot of this started, you joined the Canadian Coast Guard back in the late 60s, and you really are considered a hero in the world. You've received the Earth Trustee Award at the United Nations, so many awards, winner of the Amazon Peace Prize from the Asociación Latinoamericana para los Derechos Humanos, selected by the Vice President of Ecuador, considered a hero to so many people. And all of this started because of a beaver as a child. We have about a minute left, but was it your beaver friend as a child?
Well, yeah, when I was 10 years old, trappers had killed all the beavers in the beaver pond near where I lived, and I used to, you know, spend time swimming with these beavers, especially this one small beaver that was there every day. And anyway, the next summer when I went back, the beaver were all gone, and I found out the trappers had taken them all. I got pretty angry, and that winter I began to walk the trap lines and free the animals from the traps and destroy the traps. So that's really where I started with protecting beavers from trappers in eastern Canada.
Direct action, even as a child. And Steve Irwin, your vessel is a vegan vessel, no meat or dairy on board.
Yes, we've been a completely vegan vessel since 2000. Prior to that, it was a vegetarian vessel. It's worked quite well. We've got an excellent vegan chef, Laura Dakin from Bermuda. She's been with us for quite a few years now. And it sets a good example. And it's interesting, you know, of course, ever since they always attack us for being vegans. I think the headline last year in Japan was that we're a bunch of vegan circus performers, which is a very strange sort of description. But people seem to take a lot of, they tend to interpret that to say it's like we're somewhat fanatic for doing that. But I think that one of the things that people don't realize and that we're trying to get across is that about 40% of all of the fish that's taken out of the ocean is actually fed to livestock, to chickens, to pigs and cows and sheep. And in fact, a pig is one of the largest aquatic predators on the planet right now, eating more fish than the world's sharks put together. And so we're trying to focus attention on just how destructive meat eating is on our oceans and the ecology of our oceans.
Mm, and that it is. Well, I want to thank you for being with us today out in the middle of the ocean there, Captain Paul Watson. And thank you so much for your heroic efforts on behalf of marine life. And you're a true hero. We all respect what you do. And thank you for doing what you're doing. Captain Paul Watson on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic, from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3298.
You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now, no cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan, Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake. Voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo and Pita Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now, no cow? Yummy, high-protein Primal Strips and Primal Sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com.
Vegan ballet slippers. Available only from Cynthia King Dance Studio, Brooklyn, New York. 718-437-0101. CynthiaKingDance.com. Dance your values with vegan ballet slippers. Machine washable, can be custom dyed to match costumes, and will ship anywhere. Beautiful, durable, and cruelty-free. Vegan ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studio. CynthiaKingDance.com.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. PETA works very hard for animals in a million ways, but we can't do it alone. We need you with us. One thing that everyone can do is adopt a vegan diet. For a free vegetarian starter kit, visit goveg.com. And to help in other ways, visit PETA.org. Thanks.
Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible by PETA. Visit PETA.org for your free vegetarian starter kit.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit FollowYourHeart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart, available nationwide.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Well, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, supported by your tax-deductible donations. We're a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. Please donate online at goveganradio.com. It costs a fortune to purchase airtime to be on the air, but the animals deserve it, don't they? So please donate now. Go to goveganradio.com, or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and send it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Well, if you're traveling wherever you are on our little globe, if you're interested in finding a vegan restaurant near you, visit happycow.net. Happycow.net. You'll find vegan-friendly food eatery near you wherever you are in the world. Okay. Well, you know, I'm a chocoholic and I am so into Zen soy chocolate pudding. It's really delicious. It's what I remember as a child being chocolate pudding. Definitely check it out in the refrigerated section of your natural foods market. Yes, it comes in chocolate. That's what I care about. Also, chocolate vanilla swirl and vanilla and banana. They're really all great. And also check out Soy on the Go. Soy milk from Zen Soy Family Business. Visit ZENSOY.com. ZENSOY.com for Zen Soy, certified organic, kosher, no GMOs. I certify it as delicious, okay? So check out the Zen Soy pudding and Soy on the Go soy milk. Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, nothing could bother me right now because George Bush is on the way out. Not even, you know, forests causing global warming. Well, I spoke too soon. I'm upset. The forests are now causing global warming, believe it or not. This out of the Chicago Tribune. Canada's forests, once a huge help on greenhouse gases, now contribute to climate change. The trees are pumping out more carbon dioxide than they are absorbing. 1.2 million square miles of trees were called the lungs of the planet, accounting for more than 7% of Earth's forests in Canada. And now they are stressed by global warming. Insect infestations, persistent fires. Now Canada's forests are considered net carbon sources, no longer carbon sinks. Higher temperatures, accelerated spread of the mountain pine beetle. Actually, 50,000 square miles of British Columbia's pine forest have been stricken. Cold winters used to kill off the mountain pine beetle. Not with the milder winters now. Environmentalists warn that logging releases even more carbon stored in forest peat, and the effect is like a carbon bomb. There are an estimated 186 billion tons of carbon in Canada's forests, the equivalent of 27 years of global carbon emissions released by the burning of fossil fuels. What is the solution? Well, the UN International Panel on Climate Change says we must go vegan. We must go vegan now. I am disappointed by Obama's selection for Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar. Well, like Sarah Palin, he's a hunter. He's a member of the Congressional Sportsmen's Caucus, whose sole purpose is to preserve and strengthen the rights of hunters and fishermen. The Department of Interior oversees national wildlife refuges, and Salazar has been hostile to proposals to end trophy hunting of polar bears and to protect wild horses from slaughter. Salazar also sided with the dork Dick Pombo, former Resource Committee chair, in his desire to weaken the Endangered Species Act. A new Secretary of the Interior supports weakening the Endangered Species Act. Hey, Obama, if we wanted Sarah Palin, we would have voted for her. And with Democrats like these, well, why not have Republicans? Instead, at least we know what to expect from them. Huh? And the Organic Consumers Association collected 60,000 signatures in opposition to Obama's nomination of former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for Secretary of Agriculture. OCA calls Vilsack an ally of Monsanto, who supports genetically engineered food, biopharmaceutical crops, unsustainable biofuels derived from corn and soy, energy and chemical-intensive industrial agriculture, animal cloning, and factory farms known as CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. Hey, Obama, get it together, okay? We'd appreciate it. We put you in there. We want change in which we can believe. A skincare line that's 100% vegan and 100% organic? It's got to be Rare to Be from RareNatural.com. Read the label on your so-called natural skincare. Does it contain alcohol, artificial fragrance or color, formaldehyde, parabens, petroleum byproducts, PEG, TEA, GMO? Visit RareNatural.com to see what ingredients in your current skincare might be carcinogenic or an allergen. Your skin is your largest organ. What goes on it goes in you. Don't you want it to be 100% organic, vegan, and botanical? No animal testing or ingredients, recycled packaging from this family-owned business named Veg News Best New Product. Visit RareNatural.com or call 310-839-2696. That's 310-839-2696, RareNatural.com.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction.
For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from Farm Fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. FarmFreshToYou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at FarmFreshToYou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan, truly wonderful, truly caters, truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Barrio locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, our special Southern California segment on K-Talk AM 1150. I just want to remind you that this Tuesday at 1:30, it's the arraignment of Assistant Fire Chief Glenn Johnson, who murdered Carly the dog. Go to justiceforcarly.com. Justice, the numeral 4, and then Carley.com. And then plan on attending. I expect to be there this Tuesday, 1:30 at the Riverside Courthouse, 4100 Main Street. And we're looking for justice for Carly. We're also looking for justice for Billy, who's been enslaved now 20 years at the LA Zoo. And we're going to talk to Catherine Doyle now with In Defense of Animals. She's been very active trying to free the elephants and close the exhibit at the LA Zoo. And hi, Catherine. It's good to have you back on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Thanks so much for having me back on.
Sure. Well, what's the situation now with Billy and the construction at the LA Zoo and what we're trying to make happen?
Okay, what's going on right now is, well, first of all, as you said, yesterday actually was a very sad anniversary of Billy's 20th year of incarceration at the Los Angeles Zoo. And we are hoping that's going to come to an end. Next week, there are going to be two very important meetings, one on Wednesday the 14th, which is a committee meeting that will be discussing whether or not the elephant exhibit construction should be halted and Billy sent to a sanctuary. And then on Friday, it goes to the full city council, where they will be voting, and we're hoping, we've been before city council two times already, and we believe this will be the last and final vote, and when they'll decide whether or not we have any elephants at all at LA Zoo.
So you're asking the public to attend one or both?
Yeah. If the public can attend both, that would be fantastic. If they can only attend one, I would say please attend the city council meeting on Friday the 16th at 10 a.m.
Right. L.A. is still looking at spending, what, another $40 million or so?
$42 million for an elephant exhibit that would give the elephants about 3.5 acres subdivided into 4 yards. Now, and get this, the barn that they're building will hold up to 10 elephants.
That's not enough room for elephants. The L.A. Zoo has a horrible record with elephants, too.
Yeah, they do. They have about 15 elephants who've died at this zoo since this location opened in 1966, and more than half of those elephants died before they were age 20. An elephant's natural lifespan is 60 to 70 years.
Mm-hmm. So what do we want for Billy?
What do we want for Billy? We want Billy to go to a sanctuary, to an elephant sanctuary, where he will have the space he needs, he will have companionship, and contrary to some of the mythology coming out of the zoo right now, there are people who are saying he's going to be castrated if he goes there. That's absolutely not true. Billy would go on to a wonderful life at a sanctuary that is much closer to what nature intended for, you know, Earth's largest land mammals.
Right, elephants who would normally roam 30 miles a day or more?
Tens of miles a day, easily tens of miles a day. They forage for 16, 18 hours of the day, and they're actually active for 20 out of every 24 hours.
Okay, well, we want to free Billy. We want to shut down the elephant exhibit at the zoo. Remind us again of the important meetings coming up next.
Okay, the meetings next week. There's one on Wednesday, the 14th, and that one we believe it'll be about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and that's the Arts, Parks, Health, and Aging Committee. And the big one, though, is on Friday, January 16th, and that'll be in the main L.A. City Council chambers starting at 10 a.m. For more information, people can go to www.helpelephants.com. And there's also another site, www.helpbilly.org.
Thank you so much, Catherine Doyle.
Okay, thank you, Bob.